Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Pray First, already in progress.
Last night, the Lord really knows how to humble you. Last night, we had a great healing school, or yesterday, we had a great healing school. We got to see the Lord do lots of good things, wonderful things. And then just about the time I got to take this lovely lady that's from California that got healed. I got to take her to dinner last night, Cheryl and I did. And we came back and we found out that the number one bathroom was running over in the church. Oh, Lord. So we went out and looked, and sure enough, it had been run over, filled the septic tank full and all kinds of stuff. And so I just told Dave, I said, I ain't going to do nothing with it today. I'll just go to bed and wake up in the morning. I got up and we had to go out there and dig out the septic system this morning to get it to flow. We first thought we were going to have to let everybody either not go to the bathroom, which I think couldn't be impossible for some of us, or we was going to have to go back to the back of the church, back there with the three that's back in the back. And we finally did what we should have done in the first place. And guess what that was? Oh, my goodness. Y'all are too well. Y'all are too well trained. You know all the answers. So we prayed, and the Lord showed us exactly what was wrong and showed us exactly where to go and how to dig down. And sure enough, there was a blockage in the drain line right there. So we got that unpulled, a piece of pipe pulled out, and the water flowed out, and everything's working good again.
Amen.
So I'm glad that you can go to the bathroom. We are too. You know, sometimes the little things turn out to be the big things. You know, because if you can't go to the bathroom, you're really in bad shape. After a little while, you get to hurting. You think, wow, I've got to go to the bathroom. I can't. But anyway, somebody said, Jesus, what are you going to talk about? Well, I just want to show you that God knows how to humble you. He can put you in the bottom of the septic line to fix the system. But at least he gave us the knowledge to do it. And that's what's so wonderful about God. You know, he shows us how to do these things. And I've seen him do this kind of stuff, help me out so many times. And in fact, Ben and I was kind of joking a little bit the other day. He said, you know, Pastor, it's amazing the number of things you've had the privilege to see God do and the number of things you've heard him tell you about. I told him, yeah, Ben, I remember the forklift. Yep. And we was over there when we was building Mike's building. We were over there putting up the steel. And Ben was going along there slipping the clutch. He didn't realize it. He let up just a little and give it some gas, and the engine would speed up, and he'd control it by the speed of the gas instead of just letting off and putting it in a different gear. So anyway, I told him, I said, Ben, I don't want you to do that no more because you burn up the clutch, and then it won't work. And I said, it's very extensive to have to pull this engine and everything out of this forklift and put a clutch in it. Okay, Pastor, I won't do it no more. Well, about 3 days later, he come to me and said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I guess I had already burned up your clutch because it won't pull at all. I said, okay, Ben, that's okay. No problem. I said, when I have time, we'll check it. Maybe tomorrow if I have time, we'll check it. So I come back and praise in the Lord. What did the Lord tell you to do? Praise him in what?
All things.
So why do you think he says that? He wants to bless you. So he wants to find out if you're going to be obedient. And so, Lord, I thank you for fixing my forklift. And so anyway, I went to bed that night. And the next morning, about 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, something like that, I woke up just out of a dead sleep. I just woke up just as crisp. And I heard the Lord say, son, Ben did not burn up the clutch in your forklift. He just knocked the main transmission into neutral. And I said, Lord, I jumped up, put my clothes on, and I went running over there. And Ben was out there on the slab getting ready to go to work. And I said, Ben, the Lord just spoke to me. And he told me this morning that you did not burn up the clutch. I said, you know what that lever right there is for? He said, yes, sir. That's the lever that makes it go forward or makes it go backwards. I said, that's right. I said, but the one on the other side, do you know what that's for? No, sir, nobody ever told me what that was for. I said, that's the main transmission. And I said, the Lord told me you knocked it into neutral. I said, jump up on there and put it in gear, in low gear, and give it some gas, see what happens. And it just pulled off and worked perfect. It's been working perfect ever since. Somebody says, you know, I don't believe God speaks to you. Oh, yes, he does. That's true. He does speak, doesn't he? Let me just see a show of hands. How many of you have heard that audible voice of God? Look at the number of people in this church that have heard the voice of God. He talks, doesn't he? Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
I've seen the Lord do so many things. And so, in fact, Ben has seen the Lord do so many things when he went with my son and them out to Grand Canyon. There's a, I think it's a 26 or 36 or 46 mile walk. It's a long walk from the canyon down, and there's places there that's a little shelf that you walk on is only about 2 feet wide. And right off the edge there, it's 1,000 foot straight down. There's no banisters or nothing. And so I've never been out there, but they went out there, and when the time they got to the bottom, I mean, it was such an ordeal, and they had to carry a pack that weighed 40 pounds. And so, you know, if you ain't in good shape, you know, don't go with somebody. Don't go with nobody like my son and his wife. I guarantee you better be in good shape. You go with them because they're in good shape. Ben got down at the bottom and there was a telephone down there. And Ben started to the telephone. Tim says, Ben, where are you going? He said, I'm going over there and call your dad. He said, what are you going to call my dad for? He said, because I need him to pray for me. I'm never going to get out of here without his prayer. Isn't that a wonderful, that the young boys depend on the older men like that? Amen. That they get to see God answer prayer like that. And of course, another time Ben walked in my office and he said, Pastor, you know those hinges we need out there to put the gates on out at the barn? I said, yeah. He said, we had some of those hinges left over. I said, yes, we did. He said, do you know where they are? I said, no, Ben, I don't. I think they're probably down there in the trailer. He said, I'll go look. He went down there and looked, and he come back in a few minutes, and he said, they're not down there. I can't find them anywhere. I said, well, let's pray. Now, see, that's what God told us to do first, right? Let's pray. But we always do things, you know, different. So anyway, I was sitting there in my chair, and Ben was standing up, and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to show me where those hinges are so we can put them on that new gate. Thank you, Lord, it's done. Then I started to tell Ben something, and all of a sudden I just kind of, I said, oh, Ben, I said, I just saw a vision. I said, the Lord just showed me where those hinges are. I said, they're right out here in the barn between those two tractors on that aluminum shelf, on the middle shelf. He said, well, it won't take me long to go out there. So he run out there, and he come back just a minute, and he said, Pastor, that's exactly where they are, laying right there where you told me. Now, isn't it wonderful that we have a God that does things like that? Will he do those kind of things for you?
Yes.
Yes, he will. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do. Now, there's one thing that God wants all of us to do. And I know that I realize that Dave and I talked pretty extensive about this just recently about sin and sickness. And y'all all know I believe sin and sickness is 100% associated with one another. But, you know, if you don't believe that, that's okay. I still love you. You know, if you say, I don't believe sin and sickness is related at all, that's okay. If you don't want to talk about it, we won't talk about it. You know, that's no problem. I have no problem with what you believe. You know, so as long as you believe what the Word says. Now, if you say there is no God, now I might have a little problem with that. You know, because the Word says there is a God, and He says He will take care of you and judge you and bless you and everything. But, you know, some people are just hung up on the fact that, what do I do with this sin sickness issue? Well, first of all, let me tell you, do you believe God wants you to walk holy before Him?
Yes.
Did He say, be ye holy for I am holy?
Yes.
So then what did He mean by that? Does that mean you can go out and just sin all you want to?
No.
If He says, be ye holy, don't you think He wants us to be holy?
Yes.
And if we're His children, He said, if we're really His children, we'll obey Him. So, just like Romans says, there, we've talked about that here in the last few weeks. In Romans, it says you are to die to sin. What does it mean to die to sin? Does that mean you can do all the sinning you want to after you die?
No,
it's just the opposite, isn't it? You know, so if you're dead to sin, Paul says, how in can a dead man sin? If you really do die to sin, then you can't sin. So whenever you or go to church, like I used to go to church, to the Baptist church. I was raised in a Baptist church. And they'll easily tell you, you know, you're just an unworthy sinner saved by grace. Well, I used to be unworthy, and I used to be a sinner, but I was saved by grace. And when I got saved by grace, I became a new creature. Now, the new creature ain't supposed to sin no more. He's supposed to be holy. Is that right?
That's right.
So if we know our God wants us to be holy, to please Him, then guess what my desire is going to be? To be ye holy. I want to please the Master. It makes life wonderful, doesn't it, when you please the Master? I mean, just things just go so much better. Just be obedient to the Lord and do what He says and then pray in faith. And, you know, some people will say, that when, especially when they talk about me, they say, I am the only man, I've had so many people tell me this, I am the only man they've ever seen that when I pray for somebody, I say, I guarantee you God has done what I asked for. Now, how many of y'all have heard me say that in my life, that I guarantee His word? Now then, if God says, in fact, I want to show you a scripture, the reason I do this, and the reason Cheryl and I do this, we answer or close out every email prayer that we talk with nearly everyone. We have prayed and we are in agreement with you, and it is done. Now then, if Jesus said through the Apostle James, in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, let's look at that and let's meditate on this verse just a second. And let's really see what he said here. James 1, 6 and 7. And then I want you to see if you see why I do what I do. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Do you know, I've had several people at the healing school yesterday that told me, we prayed for people. We prayed for little children. We've done all kinds of things, but we hardly ever see one healed. And I said, well, are you praying in faith? Oh, yes. I said, now let me ask you this question. Have you ever heard anybody pray for anybody, a child or something else, and say, now then that we've prayed, take your child to the doctor and have them checked and make sure that they're okay? Have you ever heard that?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, how many times have we heard that? So if I tell you, I have just prayed for you, now go have the doctor check you out. Did I believe anything I prayed for? If I prayed for healing, now we're talking about healing here. We know that there's some things that's not God's will, but one of them's not healing. Healing is always His will for you, because if it wasn't, He would not have borne your sickness. He would not have said that wonderful statement that Dave used there a while ago, by His stripes I was healed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Pray First, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.